So the topic of the day, I was reflecting on this this phenomenon that we have as human beings, where we have our emotional life and big feelings that come up sometimes. And the big feelings that are uncomfortable are ones that we try to shy away from. And there's a lot of benefit to just sitting with our hard feelings when they arise. And when we do that, we find that, oh, we can actually handle them. So I want to turn our attention to our emotions and even the uncomfortable ones, and just spend some time today reflecting on, meditating on, getting comfortable with our feelings. So let's find ourselves in a comfortable sitting position. And take a moment to gaze at your surroundings, and then as you're ready, you can soften your gaze or even close your eyes. And begin to turn your attention within. And particularly focus on the feeling in your heart center. And continue to focus your attention on the heart center, the middle of your chest, as you allow yourself to relax. Keep feeling the feeling in the middle of your chest as you relax your scalp, relax your forehead and your eyes. Relax your jaw and tongue. Let your whole face relax and feel the feeling in your heart as you relax through your neck, your shoulders. Let that relaxation travel down your arms all the way to your fingertips. And just note how you feel inside as you relax. Relax through your chest area and through your abdomen. And relax through your hips and your legs and all the way down to your feet. Let yourself relax. And keep feeling the feeling in your heart center as you invite peace and happiness and gratitude in this moment. And then let's turn our attention to our emotional life. Maybe allowing some emotionally troubling experience to bubble up to your conscious awareness, and just hold grace for yourself. The self you were when that troubling emotion happened. The self that you are every time those troubling feelings resurface, when the troubling memory comes up again. Just holding ourselves with compassion. And then take a moment to just notice when those troubling feelings come up. Do you perhaps fall into one of these patterns? I think I can identify with all of them. Sometimes feeling sorry for myself as a way to deal with the feelings without feeling them. Or casting blame or criticism onto someone else, again, as a way to subvert those feelings and direct them in another less useful direction. Or dip into big macro level thinking about how unfair the world is or things like that. Again, as a way of not sitting with the feelings and allowing them to just kind of do their thing and pass. Just maybe make a note of that. And then let's open ourselves up to the possibility of what can be when we allow ourselves to just have those hard feelings, bear with them, and allow themselves to kind of wash themselves out, which they inevitably do. So just notice the magic really happens when we let ourselves feel our feelings, cry our tears, experience the depth of our emotional pain, and then come out on the other side, kind of cleansed of it. Maybe notice how every painful experience that we've been through has taught us something really profound. When we let it. And then let's shift from, as we do, from the personal to the transcendent, and just picture a world filled with people who are practicing this kind of emotional fluency. Rather than feeling victimized or blameful or critical or gnawing on how unjust the world is, people who are just saying, oh, this hurts for me right now, and the amount of grace that comes from that. Deep, deep acceptance. Profound courage. A beautiful interconnection, interweaving of all. And then from the transcendent back to the personal. And just make a mental picture of yourself practicing this emotional fluency. yourself kind of inspired by and filled with the grace that comes from being so utterly vulnerable to have your feelings, and the tremendous courage that that entails. And see how from that place there wells up this real gratitude and appreciation for the good things. And those good things always come. After the darkness comes the light. And then return your sense of awareness back into your heart right now, in your heart center. And feel that feeling of warmth, peace, joy we cultivate by focusing our attention here, by slowing down, by coming into the moment. Shifting our attention to the good things and holding ourselves with grace and compassion, how that allows us to hold other people with grace and compassion as well. And so maybe make a plan to carry this idea forward throughout the day and the week and the years ahead. That emotions are just emotions. They come and go. We can be brave enough to feel them, and that actually helps them go a little bit faster. And so now take another deep breath in. And a deep breath out. So we know that one of the most important things for human well-being is a sense of community. And so I thank you for being part of this little community, even though it's mostly on the subjective side and we don't all consciously know each other. It's still really a cool thing to participate in. So thank you all so much. I hope that you carry that heart openness throughout the day, and I look forward to continuing.